Look, I know one of the biggest bonuses of a podcast is being able to skip through things you don't want to hear about, but I would encourage you just to sit tight for just a second, because as the war in Ukraine enters month three, it's hard to believe it's been that long, and you watch all the stories of families being displaced and lives being shattered, and you think, man, that's really sad. I wish there was something I could do about it. Here's the cool thing. You and me and all the potties could get together and actually maybe make a difference by helping families in Ukraine who have been displaced by all this violence. There's nearly 11 million people that have been forced out of their homes. And imagine that. You can't take everything with you. You've got to just pick and choose the few things you can carry as you try to get your family to safety. They say desperate times calls for desperate measures. Well, these are desperate times. That's why The Wally Show is partnering with Food for the Poor and 3,500 pastors in Ukraine and surrounding countries to help feed these people. And here's what's really cool. You can provide a meal for 25 cents, a quarter what we plug into a gumball machine. You could actually feed a child a meal. So now do some math with me. Your gift of a dollar would actually feed a family of four. Your gift of $10 sends 40 meals. Your gift of $25 will feed 100 people who desperately need it. So while this is a really sad story on the world stage, it is really cool to see the difference that a few motivated potties could make. So text the word WALLY to 91999. That's WALLY, W-A-L-L-Y, to 91999, and we'll send you a link to make a difference today.
Welcome to the Wally Show Aftercast, where we get to things that we didn't get to,
on the show.
What is it that I'm not really sure. Well, welcome to an Aftercast where it's non-Wally. You know, Wally's out of town, and, you know, I thought, I think Gavin and I could handle this. I think we can do it. We can do the podcast. Why am I doubting ourselves?
Yeah, Betty came in last week before we left for before I left for vacation, and came in with like what I think you described as a fire under your belly to get stuff done, prove yourself, prove ourselves this week, and just not be I'm not going to say held back by Wally. But no. Not held back by him not being here.
Right. We're taking the easy way out.
Yeah.
We're going to choose to take the harder way. Because we could just show up, let the best of show run, and do our thing, which we have other things we can do.
Yep.
Our job calls for other things that are off the air that we could do. But instead, we're taking things on, taking the bull by the horns. And I'm glad that we did it. So we did a brand new news, two of those. Then we did a least of these. And then we did two one-offs that we're going to have as our podcast. So hats off to
you,
know. Gavin.
You too, Betty, because this was your idea. You were the one who lit this fire. How do you feel about... I don't want to say like our performance per se, but how do you feel having done those five breaks where we did them without him? And this is the first time that at least that you and I have done stuff on our own together for the show.
I would say I could sum it up in two words. Wally who?
Woo, woo. Stay on your boat.
He's going to get so insecure when he hears
this. I hope he does hear it.
I do want to hear it though, because... You went on vacation. That's why we didn't do anything Friday and Monday. But you went to Gatlinburg?
Yeah. So I was in Gatlinburg for 3 days, for like three nights. And so we did, let me see if I'll walk through. We did a dinner show, The Pirate's Voyage, which was fine. Like, it was cool.
Fine. Uh-oh.
It was just like, you know, those like cheesy performances where you've got pirates that are like sword fighting and you're like, oh, like, it's so... It's so meant to be fake, but it's so bad at the same time.
Cheesy.
And the food was good, but it was a really expensive situation. Aww. But our friends were like, this is just what you do in Gatlinburg. So in my brain, I'm like, yeah, like that was fun. And it was fun. And then we did a river tubing
Ooh,
thing.
Ooh, I've done those so much. Did you do the river rat?
Yeah, I did.
That's what I did. Yeah. Are you wearing a shirt?
That's my river
rat.
Hey! It's my river rat shirt.
It was so much fun.
And they let you
go down that river like as many times as you want.
Yeah.
So we did it twice.
Did you?
It was so fun.
Okay, we only did it one time. And this is one thing that I learned about myself on the trip that I'm actually like really disappointed in, and that's that my stomach does not now do well with movement in terms of nausea. So we were going up and
down. You got nauseous on the river raft?
I'm so disappointed in this. So
you had to take Dramamine before you get on.
I had Tums after the river, but the drive was actually rough for me because we're going up and down these
mountains. That makes sense.
So that almost primed me for the trip. And then I was on the river, which was so calm. It was lower than normal. Yeah. So you're going slow.
Oh, I love it.
But then I'd hit like a rock and I'd spin like 3 or 4 times and I'd finish and I'd kind of look down and I'd be like, oh gosh, oh gosh.
I'm good at Chuck.
And then one time we had gotten out, we were on this bank. And then to get back in my tube, you have to kind of launch yourself into it. I launched myself into my tube and my right leg cramped up so bad.
Do you hear yourself?
I know.
You have to take Tums and your leg is cramping.
I take reflux medicine every day. I took Tums. I was like, can we pick up some ginger ale on the way home?
Oh my gosh.
It was like kind of lame to learn that about myself and to see that. And then my wife is the same way. She wears those little bands on her wrist. I don't actually know what that...
It's supposed to be a pressure point.
Yeah.
Supposedly. I know Wally's wife, Marty, does that when they go on cruises. So... Yeah. You only went down the river once because of you. Probably,
No.
Your friends probably wanted to go again.
The collective group was like, okay, like it took 2.5 hours to do.
It takes a long time.
It is. And we wanted to go get food and we could have gotten food and then gone back. Mm. But given the nausea without food in my stomach, I didn't want to eat a burger and then
go down again. Not a good idea. When I went on there, I actually saw people with coolers that they would tie to their little...
Smart people.
Yeah, they're float. And you'd see them like with sandwiches and stuff or like throwing a little Ziploc bag of goldfish to the kid on the other side of the river. Like it was so much fun. The only hard part is you can't really document it because you don't want to take your phone with you.
It's not worth it.
Yeah, it's a little scary.
I saw people with their tubes where they had their families, but then they also had dogs on them. Where they had, there's two tubes you can get. You can get one tube where there's the actual like normal hole in the middle. And then one where that hole is just like another cover. And so that I saw two dogs in life jackets
on those things.
And I had a hard time because there were some rapids that like they weren't rough per se. But I'm like, what if a dog fell off?
Well, he's wearing his life jacket. He's
wearing
okay.
the life jacket.
Were you wearing a life jacket?
I totally
Sounds
was.
Like you needed to.
I did.
With a cramped leg and Tums.
I wish I had brought the Tums on the river. It was not fun. But then have you ever been to Anakista? Do you know that place? It's like you ride one of those like little cart or not carts, but it's like a lift, like a ski lift up to one of the tops of the mountains.
Oh, yeah.
And there's like this little park that's just at the top. And that was super fun. And all the views were pretty. We had a hot tub at the cabin, a pool table.
Dang.
Like it was a much needed get away from like this life. And then we were able to leave our dogs behind, which again, I love our dogs. But
who watched them?
I think she's in college. She's at our church. And so she dog sat.
Yes.
Then. We're going out of town this upcoming weekend and she's doing it again.
Oh, wow.
So we're
she's getting some good money.
She is getting some good money. Money that I would have jumped for at her age.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The other day when I dog sat. I got... $100 per dog.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good money. We did the same thing, actually.
Yeah. It's a great deal.
It's a really good deal. Okay, so you finished up your week with them. I was here for at least the first few days. Mm-hmm. Did it end in a good way? Do you miss them at all?
No.
Good.
I have come to the conclusion and acceptance that I am just not a dog person. I know that a lot of people might cancel me for that, but
no.
I'm a cat person. I love cats so much. I sound like that girl in that viral video. I just love all the cats. I just want to hug them all. But I do. And dogs, they're great. Don't get me wrong.
Oh, yeah.
But they're like kids. You want to give them back to the parent once they start like crying and stuff. And to me, once a dog starts getting excited, stinky, licky, marking territory, that's when I'm like, I'm out. I'm done. I don't like this at all.
Do you let little Booger Beans lick your face or do any of that? Or is that just not in his?
I would, but he hasn't done that.
Okay.
He He lets me hold him like a baby, which I love.
That's cute.
But he is also, for some reason, he started this thing where he, when I hold him like a baby, he lifts up both of his arms and he puts his paws on my mouth. Kind of like he's stopping me from wanting to give him a kiss.
Ew. Oh, so he really is rejecting you.
He is. He's rejecting me. But I just pushed down his arms. I'm like, okay,
cuss it or you're not getting away from me. Yeah.
But yeah.
Jasper has been a lover in a way, in a weird way recently, like where I'll be in bed and then in like the middle of the night, he'll just start licking my face, which again, this is where you get to the dog thing where like, that's just not like a one and done thing.
Yeah.
Like he's just
no,
going.
I can't.
It's mm-hmm. yeah. A nope, little bit nope, disgusting.
Nope, nope. And they have the Frito paws. Like I've heard of, it's like stale Frito paws. You know what I'm saying? Cats don't do that.
I've never heard that.
Cats
before.
Don't do that, but dogs do.
Yeah.
Cause they sweat between their paws
they're
or something.
Sort of weird.
Ugh.
Did you have a good weekend though while I was gone? Because you didn't take any of the days off, right?
I didn't. Okay. No, I don't really remember what I did. I did something though.
I believe you.
What? Oh, I went to go see my mom and dad.
Nice.
I did that. And Sunday, was that Sunday? Yes, that was Sunday because today is Tuesday.
2 days ago was Sunday.
Everything is off. Yeah, I went and celebrated a friend's birthday, and that was so much fun.
You
played games.
You go to a lot
of
birthdays.
Well, it's actually the same person. She's just having a lot of people celebrate her birthday.
Well, I'd love to be loved right? like that.
And no, exactly.
How special.
Yeah, but it was a good weekend.
Good.
It was good. So I want to get to this. I know in Hollywood, we always talk about how women are expected to be stick thin and... Mm. It's just unfair.
Sure.
But there are actually roles in Hollywood where men have gone through drastic weight loss or excessive workout routines for movie
putting
roles.
Putting on weight and muscle.
Exactly. And it's super unhealthy.
Yeah.
So, for instance, Zac Efron, when he was in Baywatch.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
He didn't have a carb for 6 months.
Yeah.
When shooting. A carb is like pastas and potatoes.
Any sandwich, any burger.
Bread.
Cereal. There's just like a million things. And a lot of fruits actually like contain
those have carbs
as well.
So he would probably have to just eat grilled lean meat.
Yeah.
And veggies.
All day long.
And for 6 months.
Yeah. I remember watching, because there was a show on Netflix, I think it was called Down to Earth, where he was talking to someone about that situation where it's hard when you're going into a movie where you're guest starring with Dwayne Johnson, like you do want to
yeah,
be
up.
As fit as you possibly can. And he got like absolutely shredded for that movie. But
The Rock did?
Well, The Rock is just naturally there.
he just naturally wakes up that way.
Zach, you know, if you go back to the High School Musical days, like he was sort of just like your normal skinny looking kid. But for this, like if you watch that movie, which I have a couple times, he is absolutely like massive, probably for what he is and what his body is theoretically meant to be, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
And so he was explaining that, and it just explained the lack of happiness that does come with that.
I believe it.
I am trying to get in shape myself, and like I know people who sit there and say, like, I'm going to cut the carbs, I'm going to cut all of this stuff, and it's going to work out well. And then 2 or 3 weeks later, they're off that train because that's just not sustainable. It's sustainable
not.
If I was getting paid like millions of dollars, I'd be able to do it.
Yeah,
but
for
if
sure.
I'm just in my normal life, you just can't cut that stuff out. You just have to be moderate about the foods that you do intake. But for him,
right.
six
no months.
Carbs?
Like
it was 6 months.
6 months.
Oh
yeah.
My goodness.
So if you wanted those McDonald's fries or Chick-fil-A fries, you couldn't have it. And that's
so sad.
I would agree. That would probably make you really sad. Jared Leto, he lost 28 pounds for a film. He said that he nibbled on raw vegetables.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness.
And he even started to faint on set.
Oh, man.
So
yeah.
That's unhealthy.
I've been like, it's one of those things where it's like, and I think you know this too, like those like hours where you're like, I am hungry, but then you can't get to food or you don't end up eating. Like you get a little bit like lighthearted or lightheaded. You feel a little bit
woozy. Yeah.
I can't imagine doing that.
Blood sugar. It's not healthy.
Time.
Yeah. It's not healthy. And then Matt Damon, he lost 50 pounds.
For what?
He was playing his role in Courage Under Fire where he had to be an addict. His role was an addict.
Sure.
So you do have to look a bit sunken in.
Mm-hmm.
He ate mostly chicken and He consumed around 100 calories a day and ran 13 miles daily.
Oh, my goodness. That's hard because you need energy to even, like, do exercise, well, but you don't.
Exactly. He ended up damaging his adrenal gland, and it took over a year of medication to try and fix.
That doesn't sound worth it. No.
It's insane. And then that reminds me, too, did you see Justin Bieber's video on social media about his face?
Yeah, where he's, like, sitting there explaining that the right half, left half is paralyzed, or he's got, like, a parasite or something.
Well, I think it has something to do with the same sickness as like chicken pox or shingles.
Oh,
and okay. So it's a rash or something that gets stuck on your eardrum, and the part of the eardrum that's affected controls your facial movements. And so I think depending on what ear it goes into, that's the side of the face that's paralyzed. And so when you watch the video, you notice that one eye never blinks.
Mm-hmm.
It never blinks. And so I did some Google research on it, and come to find out, like, it can be permanent with you.
No.
Like, if you don't catch it in time, which hopefully he did catch it in time, but mainly you have to just rest. And you have to wear a patch over that eye because you can imagine it gets dry or it can get dust
you're never
in
blinking.
It because you're not blinking. Yeah.
Ooh, eye patches are kind of cool.
I'm sure he could make it look cool.
Probably.
For sure. But he just can't catch a break. Like, he had that. Then he had Lyme's disease.
Oh,
and then
I forgot
Hailey
about that.
Bieber, his wife, had a stroke recently because of a blood clot. It's like, these people are too young.
They're going through some stuff. Yeah, that thing, the video looked really bad. It's one of those things where it doesn't seem like it would be too bad. But for his career, which is all aesthetics at this point, mm-hmm. and his voice, obviously, like, mm-hmm. that would be such a wrench in his plans. Because, like, you're still sort of... You still kind of talk out of one side of your mouth. You can't perform like
and
that.
And exactly. And he even said eating food is difficult, which they said when I Googled it, because that one side of the mouth is paralyzed.
Sure.
If you chew food, it just falls out and you can't control it. So, you know, he doesn't want to probably be in public.
To, like, eat at an angle so that the food doesn't fall into that side.
So sad.
Yeah. That's
hopefully he'll bounce back from it, though, and it'll be a thing.
Yeah, we need him. I need him.
Okay, I've got a story here that I want to see what you would think if this happened.
Okay.
So someone on Reddit posted a photo of a sign their boss posted. They put up announcing a new rule for the whole office. For every minute you're late to work, you have to stay an extra 10 minutes at the end of the day. So if you're only 2 minutes late, that means 20 minutes staying.
That's a ton of time. And in 3 minutes, you're at half an hour of your life.
I get why he's doing it, because
sure.
if people are not being responsible and showing up late, well, that can hurt other people. So this could get them to come in.
Yeah. And like my... instinct is that I personally do like to show up early for things. Like the way that we do this job, there isn't like a hard deadline in terms of like you must be in by the, like there's one, you know, before our first live break of every day.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to like getting in so that we can write all of our stuff,
right,
you can be just a couple minutes off if traffic was there.
Yeah, exactly.
If something
you're
happened.
Not stressed because someone is taking their sweet time.
Yeah,
like you, I get that, because if you give yourself more time, you won't be as stressed.
Yeah.
But I think this idea, this boss's idea, it kind of backfired on him because it ended up that all the people ended up leaving.
Okay.
They've since left, which they said it's a minimum wage job.
Yeah.
But to me now, minimum wage is like what I made on a good job back in the day.
Yeah.
I sound old, but now I'm seeing signs at Subway and McDonald's and it's like $15 an hour. I'm like, dang.
Yeah. I spent a good year and a half of my life working my butt off and working hard, showing up on time and all mm-hmm. this stuff for about $8.25 an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time, that was normal. You didn't think anything about it. But if I went into the workforce, the minimum wage workforce now, it'd be like, okay, sweet, I'm going to go make that money.
Right.
But I will say that's all balanced by the fact that gas is almost $5 a gallon and that my normal grocery trip is about $20 more than it mm-hmm. ever used to be. And things are just very expensive these days.
They are
so
ridiculous.
I think that
rent is out of control. If you're renting a place,
yeah.
it makes you sick to your stomach, the amount you have to pay for something that isn't even yours. So I get it. Well, on to that. Let's go to birthdays. So we have two.
Okay.
Let's see. Big Sis Abigail and Mom and Dad want to wish Hadassah a happy birthday. Said she's a good little sister who is silly, funny, and can talk your ear off. She likes pink, pretending to be a princess, toys, and playing on her tablet.
Nice.
Said, can you sing the happy birthday song, please? And the question is, does your family sing the regular song or something else?
How does the birthday song go?
The regular one is happy birthday to you. But the other one we do but we do that here. I forget why we started doing that. Well, we got in trouble for...
I think that the internet does not want you singing. There's some odd copyright issues with the original birthday song.
Really?
I think so.
I didn't know that.
I might be wrong. That or there are people out there who are like, you need to sing the Christian...
Well, that we did get in trouble for, yeah,
okay,
because some people were saying you don't need to be celebrating yourself. You need to be celebrating Jesus because Jesus is the reason you are alive today. There is a Christian birthday song. It's like, happy birthday to you.
Oh, I do.
Happy birthday. Jesus Christ saved you. Happy
That's so
birthday.
Funny.
Yeah. But anyways, Hadassah wants the Wally Show birthday song.
Okay.
So, happy birthday to all of you.
Hey.
Happy birthday. Alyssa wants to wish her beautiful sister Corinne a happy birthday.
That's a pretty name.
Says she's the absolute best at knowing and loving other people well. Also, anytime that she knows or shares something random, she always knows that it's from, we always know it's from the Wally Show.
<That's>
so don't fact check that because everything you hear here, Wally doesn't need to know the facts. He just speaks off the cuff. Question, what's something that's on your bucket list? I will go first.
Okay.
Because it's pretty much the only thing on my bucket list.
You have just one thing on your bucket list?
Yeah, I haven't really given it much thought.
Okay.
I want to get either a nice VW van or a camper. And I want to go to all the national parks around the country. How amazing would that be? And I want to take my cat with me. And I want
beans. Put a little collar on him and just walk around.
Yes, can you picture
woods?
His little head out the window and the wind hitting his whiskers? It'd be so cute.
You could vlog it.
I would love it. I would just love it. And eat all the bad food and see all the sights and see the biggest ball of yarn. And you know, there's like a place in, I think it's Nevada maybe or Utah. I don't remember where you can feed gophers.
Oh,
so you go there,
cool.
There's gophers and they pop out of the hole and they give you peanuts and they'll come straight to you and eat right out of your hand.
That
and
is super
I
sweet.
Want that experience.
You're a simple person.
Yes.
Now, you say going around to the national parks. Are you someone who would like enjoy the hiking of national parks on your own? Or would you just...
Not on my own. No. I listened to way too much crime and watched much crime to do that. I would like to go with someone, whether that's a friend or a significant other. But at some point, I want to do it.
Okay.
With my cat.
With the van, with the cat.
Yes.
With all your unhealthy food.
Yes.
You just have this like box in the back that just has like all of the burnt cheeses.
Yes.
And
then I'll stop at every Bucky's on the way.
You should. Oh, I was driving by the one that they're building in Crossville, Tennessee.
It's Crossville. Okay.
Far away. Like, it's not
How far is it?
I think that was probably an hour and a half into our drive.
Worth it.
It's kind of worth it. I'd say if you have some friends. It's going to be big. It's not opening until... Actually, I think it was soon. I think it was like June 23rd or something.
Oh.
So I think that it's coming up soon.
Yeah, it is.
So, but it looked massive. It looked like a Bucky's. I'd say if you got some friends together, like, it'd be worth a quick drive.
Yeah.
Out to.
An hour and a half's not bad.
No.
Fun.
So... I look forward to that being the case.
Yeah. What's on your bucket list?
Oh, so the one thing that I really want to do someday, and I don't know how I'm going to achieve it, but I do when you go to a baseball game, you see people who threw out the first pitch.
Mm-hmm.
It's usually just like either somebody famous or somebody that is...
Like a Make-A-Wish Foundation type
some,
kid.
Like charity event or somebody who's just like been through something and they're doing something special for that person.
Yeah.
So... you know, I'm a healthy person, so I'm probably not going to be in that thing. And I've just, you know, maybe I'll do it for the Sounders here in town or something.
Yeah, someday. You could say, I'm Gavin from the Wally Show. Can I come out and throw the first pitch? Now, would you buckle under pressure and not do
it? Oh, yeah. I would. you see these people who like go to throw and then it goes like 20 feet to the right. Mm-hmm. I think that end up being me. I've played baseball. I've done the athlete thing in the past. Uh-huh. So I would have it in my head that it's going to be the coolest moment of my life and I'm going to deliver a strike.
I would definitely want to be there to film it and then make it viral.
Yeah, it would be bad. I have a feeling it would be bad. And then I'd hopefully just try to laugh it off, but inside I'd be just
crying,
dying, heartbroken. Can't be a baseball fan for the rest of my life now.
Oh, bless.
No, again, no, bucket list. It's going to be great.
Yeah, for sure. You're going to throw out the first pitch at a game and not kill it. And I will go on my adventure and not be killed. Yay!
Amen. We're both alive at the end of this.
Well, that's the end of the Aftercast. And thanks for being a potty.